With KAZU News, I'm Paul Fingerhout. An ongoing KQED series spotlighting gender-diverse artists and activists is amplifying the story of a trans trailblazer who lives in Aptos. KAZU's Katie Brown has more.
Sandy Stone became the first out trans woman to be honored by the National Women's Hall of Fame last year. Her career as an audio engineer took off in the 70s while working for Jimi Hendrix. After transitioning, she opened a stereo repair shop in Santa Cruz and wrote a groundbreaking text on trans studies while earning her PhD at UC Santa Cruz in the 80s. Stone's legacy is now reaching more people thanks to the work of KQED journalist Nastia Vinoskia.
She was able to dispel these myths that people believed about trans people at the time and kind of affirm that trans people could define their own experience.
Stone persisted while facing relentless discrimination and death threats. She says hard times are inevitable for trans folks. Her advice? Just show up.
By the very existence of older trans people, you know we made it. You know it can be done. It's real. Because we are here.
Tune in today at 7 p.m. to hear Vinovskia's full story for the California Report magazine.
Younger trans and queer people can look to her as an example of someone who has overcome so much difficulty and managed to live out her life's purpose, make an impact, and thrive.
Stone is currently the lead engineer at K-Squid Community Radio in Santa Cruz. Katie Brown, KAZU News.
This is KAZU News. I'm Paul Fingerhout.